Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky. This podcast, we are celebrating everything swoony, tropey, and unputdownable in romance. I am your host, Becky, and joining me today is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
I tried to do something different. I'm just going to quit because, you know.
At the beginning, yeah, I didn't like that intro.
I didn't like it either.
It was cute. It's cute.
I don't know. I just feel
it
like.
It didn't mesh the episode. I think that's my thing.
We're coming up on 5 years. And I really.
Mean, it is episode 255. So.
Right? Like, I feel like we need something new, fleshy. But have no fear. We do have some surprises coming later this month that are.
New and flashy.
Flashy.
No, I mean, not flashy, flashy. Nobody's showing their naughty bits flashy. Just so we're all clear.
You didn't have to take it there.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, just real quick. I was stuck on Instagram Reels. I do not know what side of Instagram Reels I am on.
Oh, mine's all over the place.
They're so freaking naughty, you guys. So there was one last night. It's a guy laying in bed. And he's got those little plastic babies all over his face and chest. And it says, waiting for a towel.
Oh, no.
That's the side of Instagram I'm on.
How did you get in there?
I don't know.
Because you are a dirty, dirty person as well.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's all I keep thinking about and, like, how funny it is.
Because you regularly talk about sending a... truckload of lube to people, so apparently maybe. Like that's
that
the way Big Brother is taking you.
Well, I went looking because I was like, well, I wonder what books are like hooking people in, as I was working for my summer TBR for this episode, and all I was getting was naughtiness. Like, there was a bodybuilder guy, like, he should be seeing a medical doctor for his business because it was not
right.
What was
wrong with his business?
Elephantitis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I get into like lifting reels and it's, I don't know why.
I only watch reels that by people I follow. I don't even click on the reels button on Instagram unless somebody shares it to their stories. I don't watch it because I don't listen to anything. And so just like watching the video, I'm just like, okay, I'm like,
it's the recipes that get me every time. Oh. I have so many freaking screenshots of recipes. Although I did make one tonight. It's like a sun-dried tomato,
like Alfredo. Marry me chicken.
I made that for dinner. It was really delicious. Good.
So I'm going to switch things up just real quick before we get into the episode. I want to do our Patreon shout out here a little in the beginning of the episode. Just a quick reminder that Buzzing About Romance is completely listener supported through Patreon. That means every episode, every interview, every bit of romance loving chaos we share is made possible by our amazing Patreons. I would like to say thank you to everyone who has supported the podcast over the last 5 years. If you enjoy this show and want to help keep the mics on, the coffee flowing, because God knows we need it, consider joining us over on Patreon. Every dollar goes right back into making the podcast you love. I'm going to have some questionnaires going out over the course of the next couple weeks about Patreon, so make sure you pay attention over there and check frequently so you can see all the things that I have questions about. You know, because it's been 5 years and I kind of just feel like we need to freshen some things up.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, I don't know, do something different.
We have ideas.
I mean, it's executing the ideas, though. We're not always the best at that.
Leah, I need to tell you that I'm wearing my slippery pants and they do feel a little slippery tonight on the fabric.
Do they?
Yeah. And Amanda's like, what's...
I don't know about
give
the slippery
context
pants.
Context to the slippery pants.
Yes. Yeah.
I bought, so the linen, like cotton pants, are all in fashion this summer.
They always go in fashion in the summer, but they do not hold up well for the sweat. I'm sorry. I love them, but.
The Florida weather is not linen pants
Whatever.
approved.
It's not anything approved.
So I bought a couple pairs at Walmart because they were $12 and they're lightweight and I can wear them. And if we go out, I look halfway professional without looking like.
They're
And they're
like not
soft,
hard
but they're
pants,
not hard
but I
pants.
love them,
With the
but.
like illusion of hard pants.
But the fabric on fabric, because my chair is fabric, not pleather, I
Oh.
slip. And there's this whole thing when the girl child was a child and going to regular school, she went to a Catholic school that wore uniforms. And apparently, uniform pants were very slippery. She would just randomly fall out of chairs because her pants were slippery.
That happens to my husband with his shorts all the time when we go places.
Really?
Yeah,
He just falls
all
out
the
of
time.
chairs.
He slips all the time, and he's like sitting there like trying to sit up because they're like a dry fit, more like of a soft, very soft like material on the pants, like or on his like
I'll have
his
to
cargo
ask the boy
shorts or whatever.
child.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask the boy child if that happens to him, because he, like a couple of his pants are like a really like almost like a slippery
Yeah.
fabric. I'll have to ask him if his pants are slippy.
Yeah,
Do you
when he gets
remember
on like the plastic
Umbros?
chairs.
Do you remember
The what?
Umbros from the 90s, the Umbros
Yes.
soccer shorts?
Yes.
They were like the windbreaker material and you wore bike
Oh,
shorts on.
those were
Those were
really
very
slippery.
slippery. Also, when I was cleaning out some of my mother's clothes, I got rid of five, count them, five matching windsuit things.
Oh, like the from
Yes,
the
the
like
old school.
80s and 90s, like
Yes,
full
that's
zip
amazing.
jacket.
They looked magically delicious. They were very colorful, very cruise
Would they
wear-esque.
could they glow in the dark? Because
They had reflectiveness in them.
even
That's
better.
amazing.
Did you take pictures of them before you clean them out?
No, yeah, nobody wants those.
I just want to see them.
I'm gonna look for a set just for you, for you to
I
wear.
won't wear it. I didn't wear them when they were out. That's not true. I probably did.
I did. I'm pretty sure I did.
Pretty sure Leah did.
I was not one for matching, though. Like, if it was a matching set, I probably wouldn't wear it.
And this does not shock anyone because you are the most like oppositional, defiant individual I have ever met.
I mean,
If
I
Leah,
do
if
what
we
I
tell
want.
Leah you should do this, she's like, nuh-uh, don't do it.
That's not
I
true. I
think.
do them.
Not oddly, maybe, but I think we're all that way about,
Yeah.
if
I
you
think
really
that's
think
why
about it,
we're all
we're all very, like,
friends.
especially like certain things, we are
If
all
Big
that
Book Talk
way.
tells you to read it, Amanda's
No,
not
thank
reading
you.
it.
No, I can't. I.
Although, if it's a quote, you'll get me with a quote, but I will download the book and just look up that quote and then read like the like few chapters or a couple chapters around it and see if I like the book.
Hey, that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah. I
I have
if I
not yet
don't
told
read
people
the
some sometimes I start in the middle of a book.
If I don't read that author before they get Book Talk famous, it's highly unlikely that I ever will.
Unless a very trusted friend
Yeah.
says you need to read this book. Yeah,
Or
it's not
Becky makes me read
happening.
it for the podcast. Yeah.
Well, that's different.
That's
True.
a whole different thing.
We do that sometimes
That's
too.
the
And
only TBR
sometimes
any of us ever actually stick to.
TBR, schmeBR. But I mean, honestly, when we read a book for the podcast, sometimes it is not a good choice.
Yeah,
And we're
no.
still angry about it months later.
I know before we started, we were being angry about a book.
It's true.
Okay. So on tonight's episode, we're officially kicking off summer reading season and we're sharing what's on our personal TBRs, the books we can't wait to read poolside, introducing something super fun. We're going to talk about and break down the mixtape challenge, our brand new summer reading challenge that brings the beats and the books. And this is not anywhere, but if you come to Moo Moo's and Margaritas later this summer at the end of summer reading challenge, I have Book It pizzas to give away. I have
Oh.
gift certificates for personal panned pizzas.
Nice.
So, you.
I was doom scrolling earlier today and I
Shocking.
saw a thing where it was a mom like cutting a personal pan pizza and she's like, my kids will read books and then they will earn their personal pan pizza because that's how they did it when I was young. I was like, oh, that's a really good idea. I will say, when my kids were still in both in elementary school and we had the Pizza Hut close, it has since closed. They did the book it still. It was very
Yeah,
exciting.
ours still does it, and it's actually available this summer for your kids online. You can register them for summer reading Book It online and get Pizza Hut coupons. So,
It's too far away. It's outside of my bubble now.
oh, jeez and rice, Leah. You might have to drive 45 minutes instead of 20.
No, I think it's 20 minutes away, but we all know my bubble is like 5 minutes.
Okay, so first, let's talk about what is on our summer TBRs before we get into our mixtape challenge. What do you have a theme for your summer reads? Do you have an actual written TBR? Leah, I actually have a theme for my summer TBR.
I have a TBR because of this episode. If not, it is just chaos.
So is that your theme for the summer?
It's
Chaotic
the theme
summer
of my
reading.
life. I mean, that's the theme of my life, chaos.
Amanda, do you have a theme for summer?
I have a mix. I have stuff that's coming out that's new, stuff that I've been meaning to get to, and it's kind of all over the board. I have contemporary, I have paranormal, I have fantasy, I have lots of things. So it's kind of like, it's a good bit of it is either like arcs or new releases, and then I have like a few that I'm just trying to get to that I've missed
So
out
hers is a
on.
little more organized chaos.
Yes, organized chaos would be the good term for this.
And my summer reading is to go back to what I love. There's some series I want to catch up on or try. There's some books that are coming out that are on my TBR or books that have been lingering on my TBR that I really want to read this summer. And I'm really excited to find the joy in reading again. I've shared with everybody that the last year has been just really emotionally a lot for me. And taking the break from the Wednesday episodes and, tweaking a couple things in my personal life, I'm really excited to find time to read the books I want to read and find the joy again. Also, I'm excited to discover some new authors for when we do come back and we can talk about on the upcoming episodes, because we'll still be here Sundays. I'm excited to have new books to rec for those upcoming episodes too.
Yeah, and we'll sprinkle through some should you read it's and quick shots and stuff here and there too as we all try to read some stuff together while we're doing this.
We're also going to revisit some favorites or some old lingering movies that we feel like, did this hold up? Is this as good as we thought, or is it as bad as we thought it was the first time through?
Or is it the first time you're watching it because you knew it was going to suck, but you're going to watch it anyway for the podcast?
Right. So we will be dropping those over on Patreon throughout the summer. And again, as we're changing things, we'll make sure we're communicating it over in, or as we're dropping things, we'll communicate it on Patreon, but also in the newsletter. So make sure you are subscribed to the newsletter and actually our Substack too. So, Amanda, you've been doing a great job over on Substack, not only announcing your anticipated reads on Fridays, sometimes Saturday mornings, but Fridays.
Yes, it was Saturday afternoon this week, but yeah.
That's okay. You're very consistent, though,
Right.
unlike the rest of us.
But you also have been doing Music Mondays too.
Yes, so I'm taking four songs each week from the playlist that we put out, and I'm putting some recs with those songs. So if you guys want to use that playlist, please feel free, and feel free to drop in the comments on Substack or Discord and tell us what books you would pair with those songs. Because I mean, I'm trying to not wreck the same books over and over again, but it's hard. So I'm welcome to, add anything to it that you think might go with those songs.
So what are, is there a trope that you're craving for the summer? Is there something that you are like, I really need to find my next best read that is X?
I don't even think I'm looking at tropes anymore. I'm like just finding, like, I will read before, like, a cover would get me, an author name would get me, stupid book talk quotes would get me. But I'm actually going through and reading blurbs. And if the blurb sounds good, like, I'm downloading and trying it, and then oftentimes promptly returning it. But that's where I'm at right now. Because I feel like when I'm looking for a specific trope, a lot of times it's so trope heavy that I get frustrated, or the trope doesn't hold up the way I want it to. And so then I get annoyed.
That was the nice thing about reading that problematic summer romance by Ella Hazelwood last week. It was not overly tropey. And actually, my books of the week were not overly tropey. And they were just tight, concise stories. And I didn't feel like we were pandering to anything specific. And so that's what I'm looking for this summer.
Well, and I did that wine
Yeah.
series with Kate Davies, Kelly Jameson, and PG Forte, and none of them were super tropey.
Tropy.
And I really appreciated that they really focused on the story themselves and not focusing on the tropes.
What about you, Amanda? Is there a trope you're hoping to like, that you really hope to read a lot of this summer? Or you're looking for your next best fake relationship or something?
Not really a trope, but I have some older PNR and urban fantasy series on my list. I really want to get back into, some that published around the same time as some of my other favorites that I might have missed because those are really hitting really well for me right now. So that's it. Like I'm all about the paranormal and urban fantasy. Like that's my sweet spot right now. I'm listening to so much urban fantasy on graphic audio. It's literally all I'm doing when I'm not doing other things.
Which I think is fair. So before we get into kind of what our summer TBR looks like a little bit, is there any new to you author that you really are kind of hoping to tackle this summer, maybe to deep dive into their backlist a little bit? Is I'll say for me, I actually want to try Jennifer Hartman this summer. Older has
Same.
been on my list forever. Lots of people talk about how emotional and how, her books are written, and I'm just really curious how she does that.
Yeah, she's on my list too. And then so Serena Ackroyd does a like small town contemporary series, but it's under the name G.A. Mazurkee. Don't know how to pronounce the
Oh,
last
yeah.
name. But it's a Pigeon Creek series, and she has a hockey or a football series. I can't remember which one. But I want to dive into that because I enjoy her mafia books, but these are single, like, I think they're standalones. There might be overarching story in them in some ways, but I'm excited to try those ones out.
Yeah, and I think on the theme of like emotional damage, like I've purchased all of the Kennedy Ryan Skyland series, but I haven't read them yet. So that's on my list to do all three of those books, hopefully this summer.
I actually, so we haven't talked about her in a minute because we kind of were on a break for a while. I want to dive into Jay Salmon's Irresistible Billionaire, Boston Billionaire series. I liked the majority of the Doctor books. But then that neck I didn't like the last one, and then that next series really, even Layla's book in that series, I was kind of like,
I didn't read any of that next series because I was so mad
But I
about
know
what
that there is
Kat was
second
doing.
gen in the Boston Irresistible Bachelors.
I do want to go back and read her Rockstar books too. They've been on my list forever.
I loved her Rockstar books.
Yeah.
Loved them. So I'm gonna try redating some authors that I broke up with. Just in case it was me and not them. Like Swati MH,
Oh, yeah.
I tried to read the mom-com stuff and I wanted to pitch it out a freaking window. Those books were but I have thoughts and I have feelings about those, obviously. And so I do want to go. She has a series called Haircuts and Heartthrobs
Oh.
that I'm really
Yeah,
interested
that's the
in.
new one, isn't it? The one that
Yeah.
just.
And there's like a baseball player, I think.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen anything about her new stuff. I'll have to look.
And
Well,
then,
the baseball player was in the mom-com one. Is
yeah, but
this
I think this
another
is a
baseball
spin-off
player?
of that one, yeah. And then Samantha Whiskey, I haven't gotten to it, but that Banger Badger series,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I loved the owner of that team from her, the game series that she did, the
Yeah, that
Billionaire Game
billionaire series.
series.
And I read book one, but I haven't read book two or book three yet.
So I'm really hoping to check out that Lane Hart. We loved her mafia stuff, and I've loved her motorcycle stuff. But she has a hockey series as LA Hart. So I guess maybe that's it. Maybe I'm going to dive back into some sports because we haven't really done a lot of sports. Sports and mafia. Because and Jen Ellen's going to lose her shit a little bit on me. I have not read S.J. Tilley's Alliance series yet.
Yeah, that's on my list too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get past the formatting of that book, like of that
The
series.
multiple chapters. Well, they're audio, so I'm hoping maybe
Oh,
the
you may not
audio
notice
won't
this.
annoy me as
Let me
much.
know, and then maybe I'll do it that way. Like the, because I skimmed through one of them, and the way the book is set up, like I could not eyeball it.
The other one, I tried the first book in The Bourbon Boys by Victoria Wilder, and
Oh, that's on my list
the
too.
first book, I put it down. It wasn't
But was it
holding.
Headspace or was it
That's just
the
what I
book?
don't know. That's what I don't know. So I want to give it another honest try.
Yeah, that one's on my list too.
Okay. So we've read that SL Scott Formula One racing book.
Oh, yeah.
She has a small town called Long Time Coming that's been sitting on my Kindle. I want to get I didn't hate her
Well,
writing. I just was like confused on how she transitions.
yeah.
so I when you're done with an Audible book, you always get the preview, and like I will sit and listen to multiple previews if I'm too lazy to like click into like go over to my phone and like turn it off. And I got the preview for that. I was excited about it.
The SL Scott book.
Those covers are nice. I think I saw the blurb for one and I was like, yeah, I was like, that sounds good. Like I definitely want to give her another try because like you said, I don't think it was the writing so much as the transition kind of like pulling you out of the story, like the time jumps and
Yeah.
like stuff like that, you know, and they may not all be like that, but I did
But I
like the way
wonder
she
if it
writes.
translates different in audio though too, because some I will say sometimes I like an audiobook, but I don't love like I like the characters so much,
Well,
or
it's
I
like that
like the
Lucy
characters, but
Score
I
book
don't
that we
always
read. It was a great audio, but
Yeah, but I
lots of
would not have been
people,
able to
I
do
wouldn't have been able
it
to read it. I've
because it
all read
was
it.
long, so long, but the audio was awesome.
Another author that I hope to kind of visit back again is Layla Hagen.
Oh yeah, I started her that
I dip
last
into
series.
her. I dip into her and I dip into Carly Phillips every once in a while if I just need something to read.
See, and I think Carly Phillips, her books just feel the same.
Which is why, like, it's one of those, like, I know I'll enjoy the story. And I don't read them very often. So it's like if I need something where it's like, I just need something that I know I'm gonna finish. I know the writing is solid. I'm gonna go back to that
Yeah.
after I've read something where the writing wasn't so solid.
So, Amanda, give us some books or series, because I have more, obviously. Give me some books or series that are on your list that you're hoping to get through this summer.
So when we did the rock star episode and pretty much like that whole month, I wanted to dive into, and I don't know if I'm going to say her last name right, but it's L.M. Halloran. She
Okay.
has a new current duet out. It's called The First Verse and Last Chorus. So that's a duet she did, but she also has some like older rock star books that look really good that I just haven't had time to read. So I really do want to keep reading some rock star stuff. So, and then I have, let's see, what else do I have on here? Oh, I really want to do the cowboy books that M.A. Wardell and Ashley Bennett and they all the ones
And
that are coming out.
Max Walker,
Yeah.
yes.
Yes. So I
Yes.
really want to do that series. And in that same vein, like Ashley Bennett has her Monster series, which I downloaded them in Kindle before they went out because she sold them. So those are sitting on my in my Kindle Borrows to read. So I'm really hoping to get to those this summer because they look like a lot of fun. And
Those audiobooks are on Hoopla and they are excellent audiobooks. I know that audio can be hit or miss for you sometimes, but they are excellent audiobooks.
So those are the big ones, some of the big ones on my list. And then the Vampire Huntress series by L.A. Banks is an older series that I didn't know about until like I was on Threads and like Nia Davenport and a couple of other authors were talking about the series, and I snuck in book one in between some other like ARC reads, and it's really good. It's a very long series. I really want to keep reading that. It's very much in the same vein as like the Night Hunter series by Janine Frost. I'm liking it a lot. They have it on, I think they have it on Hoopla. So
Fun.
that's another one I'm hoping to get more into.
What about you, Leah? What books? Because Leah says in our text message today, I'm not really prepared.
Well, but then I actually did
okay.
sit down after that. You knew I was going to come in prepared. It's very rare I come in like with
I'm
nothing.
really curious what prepared looks like. Did you just open your Kindle and go, okay, I'm going to tell them these titles that are on my Kindle?
No, I actually did some research.
Whoa.
So Tony and Addie Go Viral by Melissa Marr, which is a
Oh.
sapphic romance that we did not talk about in sapphic summer.
We did a little
I'm there.
bit because we talked
I
about their
mean, would
witchy series.
well, yeah, but that is one that is like definitely on my TBR. Ivy Fairbanks
Oh,
has one.
yeah.
It's called Heartstrings. It's the second. It's not, I don't think it's technically a series, but it's the second book in that world.
Yeah, it's in that Galloway. Yeah.
Yes, so I'm very excited about that one. Layla Frost has a Gilded series that's coming out. Book one is called Sugar. It's gonna be in a some sort of sex club. I'm not sure the
Oh.
dynamics of it because she hasn't really said a lot, but I'm very excited about it because it's a little it because she dabbled in the BDSM stuff in her Black Resort series, but this is like a full club type of thing, so I'm excited to see where
Interesting.
she takes it. There's a man named Dominic Pierce. He just wrote his debut novel.
Oh, I saw that.
He is a former Marine turned romance novelist.
Interesting.
Janie Crouch and Josie Jade have both been like pushing his book in their newsletters and things like that. So I'm really excited to see what kind of story he gives us because he's a male, like actual
And is
male
he
romance
writing
author.
hetero or is he writing
It's
queer?
hetero. He's
Interesting.
writing hetero like romance as a like a male, not I don't know if he's face forward, but like the fact like he is like vocal about the fact that he is a man, and we don't always get that. So it's
No.
always interesting to read a male romance author. Plus Size Player by Danielle Allen. I
Yes.
started this. I have not finished it. I am loving it so far.
Okay, we're gonna talk about it in Book of the Week because
Did
I
you
needed a
finish
cold
it?
shower. I needed a
Did you
couple
finish
cold
it?
showers, guys.
It
Like,
was.
this is Trad Pub. It's coming out on Tuesday. It's gonna be on Kindle Unlimited. And if people are not downloading this, also, the fat rep, the plus size rep,
Amazing.
I have it on hold at the library
It's
already.
going to be in Kindle
Amazing.
Unlimited. It releases right to Kindle
Oh, is
Unlimited.
it?
It is. Yep. It's right to KU when it drops, but Bramble is doing
I
that.
have listened to about half of the book, but then other books. It was one of those ones where like I really wanted to start it, but then I was like, God damn it, why did I start this? Because I don't want to finish it, but I have to read these other books. It's so freaking pretty too. Yeah, I got it
Looks
too.
so good.
Like, it is
Now I'm
so.
jealous. I'm jealous.
So pretty.
So pretty.
And it's
And
co-workers. Oh my
it's
God.
messy, but it's
The
wonderful.
spice, you guys. Like, because it's Trad Pub. So I always go into Trad Pub thinking we're going to get low spice in this book. I need cold showers. These
It
people
was it's
horny.
so good.
Anyway, okay, sorry.
It's
We've now
okay.
like
So
fangirled over
back to
that
my
book.
list. All right, hold on. No, I have to go into the other window again because I moved it.
She lost it.
Let's see. So we have talked about this a little bit. Angela Casella, her newest one, Best Served Cold. It is a revenge, like the it is a woman who is engaged, I believe, and her fiance and her like take the wrong phones, and she finds out that he has been cheating on her with multiple people, and his brother shows up, and the brothers don't get along, and so she gets with the brother.
Is revenge the theme of the summer? Because I finished the
Maybe.
Lauren Blakely book that comes out.
Oh.
I'm excited for that one. Is it Revenge too?
It is. And the audio, I don't always like duet audio. You guys know that, right?
We
But
do.
this
We
is
do. But
Teddy, and I can't
oh,
think of who the
Teddy.
female narrator is.
Oh, Teddy.
It
I love me
is.
some Teddy.
I could not get enough of it last night. Like, I was.
I have it in my book funnel. I'm very excited for it.
Brooke Bloomingdale is the
Is she
female
a new
narrator?
one?
I think so. I'm.
That name doesn't
You
sound
guys, it's
familiar.
single dad. This is your book, Amanda. Like, your.
Is this part of a series?
It is, but they all are individual. It's the hockey
Laura
team
Blakely's very
guys.
good about a
Okay.
standalone. Like,
It's
she writes a true
standalone.
standalone.
Yeah, I honestly, like, I don't think I've read her, to be
This,
honest.
I've
So.
really
Okay. She
enjoyed
has a lot of
this
books.
hockey series that she, it's the Sea Dogs hockey series. It had Overtime Kiss. It's had, and it's rom-commy. It's Lauren Blakely, so you know it's going to be a little over the top. But the
And a
revenge,
little
like,
long.
and they are long, but the audios are pretty good. So they
Yeah,
don't
I think
feel
I was
long in
one
the
of
audio.
those gonna do that holiday one, and
Yeah, and it
then
was
I
like
just, it
500
was
and
so
some
long,
odd
I couldn't
pages.
do it.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, she's one of those authors that we broke up for a while and I haven't went back, but I de like Becky has been raving about this new hockey series, so I'm going back into it.
This is the one with all my mismatched covers, summer hardback, summer paperback,
Yeah.
summer trope covers. They're all like, but I love them and I love Lauren. And when I told you this story that when we met her in Cincinnati, she like took the art books and was looking at
Yeah.
them like she hadn't seen them. And I'm like, oh, okay, Miss Lauren, this is your book. You can see it.
So I know that some of the mine are on your list too, Beck, but so I have Ivy Lane is continuing her Hearts of Sawyer's Bend series with Reckless Heart. This is Avery's book. This is book 8,
I should
and
catch
book
up with
9 is
her.
the final book. So I'm very excited. This is so Avery owns like the distillery, and then her hero is West, who is the I think he's I don't know if he's the sheriff or just the cop, like a cop in town. He's
Yeah.
like a but yeah, so and it's West was Griffin's best friend when they were growing up, so it has like those dynamics to it as well. And then let's see,
Have you looked
I
at the
actually
new
have a
Sarah
lot.
Bale? It's
I am really excited for the new
cowboys.
Sarah Bale.
Oh.
And we know that she writes a little bonkers, a whole lot messy, but it's called Seeking Sam, Broken Heart Creek. She said it's kind of shoot, I can't think of that series. There was a series on Netflix where a girl kind of goes home and the ranch, the dad has kind of let it go. I don't know.
Heartland?
What?
Is it Heartland?
No.
There's so many of
It
those
was messier.
series.
Anyway, it's
Yeah,
Sarah
I'm really
Bale,
excited
and
about
we
that
know it's going to
one.
be a little bonkers and a little crazy. So, what else is on your list?
Let's see. I have The Vow by Rebecca Sharpe. I haven't read it. It's her final book in her Vigilante series, but then the next series is like a tracker series that I'm super excited
Oh,
about.
nice. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure when that one is coming, but it's later this year because this The Vow is the final book, and then she just finished out that Kincaid series too with the final sibling. So I'm not sure. Aside from this tracker series, I don't know where she's going, but she usually has two series running at the same time. Like she flip-flops releases. But I mean, I really enjoy her stories, and
Yeah,
they're typically messy as well.
I have a bunch of suspense stuff to catch up on. I just really haven't, it's just been a time thing, just squeezing in between arcs and whatever. I haven't done as many like new releases. So I have like a ton of Susan's books that I want to try to get caught up on. I'm way behind on Anna Hackett. Like there's
Yeah,
just
I.
there's a lot in this. Like I hope to read Rebecca Sharpe at some point. Like I'm behind on Nyssa Catherine, like all of a lot of like my standard authors I'm
Go-tos,
behind
yeah.
on, so I'm gonna be trying to catch up there too.
I'm really excited for the new Kate Meter. So it's in her Chicago Hockey series, but it's not the Rebel rookies. They've aged, and so it's I'm not sure what she's calling it now. But
I got approved for that. I just
did
requested
you?
it and I'm approved already. I got the
It's
email.
called Sweet Thing. It comes out in July. I think Kate Meter is one of those sports romance authors that is just under the radar continually. And it's always a solid story. Like, it's always a good story. And
It is.
this one, this book is actually the heroine is a second gen kind of. She's the stepdaughter of the player that was such the bad boy.
Oh, nice.
It's his stepdaughter and going to date one of his teammates. So, has anybody read My Bad Decision
It's the
by Elizabeth?
Chicago Players
Oh, the Chicago
series.
Players series.
Yeah.
Has anybody read My Bad Decisions by Elizabeth O'Rourke?
Lindsay did,
Did Lindsay
I
read
think.
it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think she said she liked it. So
Okay.
I don't, yeah, I haven't read her
He's
either.
hit or
She's on my
miss for
list.
me.
I
Ooh,
love that
Jock Wanted is
cover.
really good, Claire.
Jock Wanted is really good.
Elizabeth O'Rourke's one of those ones, like she's hit or miss. Like I've read, I think three or four, and I've liked a couple and I haven't liked a couple.
Some are
It's
really
just, I don't know.
messy and some aren't. The other one I'm really excited for is, and next week, Leah and I will be here next Sunday night, and we're going to talk mafia romances. And we're hoping
We
to give
are.
you some underrated authors that are kind of under your radar that you might have heard us talk about, but you haven't really read. So we're going to kind of push some of our favorite authors. Charity Farrell, the second book in the Lucky King series. I
Yeah.
finished that first book and I was angry that book two was not out yet. And it's been a minute since I had that.
I she her contemporary like is hit or miss. Like sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. But she has a knack for these mafia characters. Like there's because I loved her like gorgeous villain, gorgeous monster, those ones. Like I like them so much. And but I have book one on my Kindle. I have not finished started it
I read
yet,
it. It was
but
so good.
I'm
So
so
good.
excited about it. I
The
have other
Zom
mafias, but I'll
rom-com
wait
for
for
next
next
week. I
week
have
for
others too.
those.
The Zom rom-com by Olivia Dade comes out in August. FYI, pre-order this book. The final finished copies, the covers are going to glow in the dark.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this book.
Well, and she has Second Chance Romance coming out also, but
But
I think
November.
oh, that's
We'll
November.
talk about
Yeah, I
that in
couldn't.
our anticipated reads of the
Yeah.
second half, which
Yeah, I
is.
had to like
remember when it was
shorten
coming
this
out.
down.
Well, and then I was looking at my NetGalley, and then I was like, oh, wait, that one's not until December.
Yeah.
Because that, for
Okay.
some reason, I have a couple that are super far out.
So those are the books that are on our radar for our summer TBR. We will keep you guys up to date on what we're reading, what's working, what's not working. Like we said, we're going to have should you read it, quick shots, and different things happening over on the Patreon. So you're not going to lose us this summer. We're just not going to do it on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock every week. But we'll be here Sunday night, so and we'll be catching everyone up. But I want to talk about our mixtape challenge. So first of all, this is different. We've never done summer reading like this.
We
Typically,
have
we've done
not.
bingo, but I felt like, we needed to do something really fun and different for summer reading challenge this year. So Amanda and Jenny put together a playlist. And they matched the playlist up to tropes and suggestions of tropes that would go with that song. So you can do summer reading challenge that way. Look at that list of songs and say, hey, this song fits the vibe of this book, or I like this song. I need to find a book that this is that vibe. Here are the tropes they think is that song. You do not have to make up your own mixtape for the summer. You are use the one that Amanda and Jenny made. But there are some of us that are being a little extra and a little over the top and creating a
It's
mixtape
not
for
me.
every song that we have read
Book, you mean?
or book, every book we've read, or we're coming up with other songs because maybe the songs on that list are not that you vibe with. There is absolutely no wrong way to do this summer reading challenge. If you want to start pairing songs to polka music, you do you, boo. I go for it. If you want to do Gregorian chants to your romance books, you do it. Whatever you are seeing, I would like to know if you pick a polka song, could you just let me know what book you pick to go with it? Because all that comes to mind for me is We're Made of Moments.
Yes. That was exactly what I thought of.
Molly McLean.
Oh, speaking of, she put out a newsletter and Karen like let me know because she and I have been waiting for the next book. And she had originally said the fall, but Karen said that she saw in her newsletter the other day that it was coming out this summer. So we might be getting the sister's
book. And that's the sister's book. Leah, yes. I need to start reading newsletters as you do our newsletters.
Yeah,
I do, but that doesn't mean I read all of the other ones. Honestly, do you realize how many newsletters I get in my inbox on a daily basis?
No, I do. I get it. Plus the bees, all the ones we get over at the bees. So any romance book you read between May 25th and July 18th counts for summer reading. Use the playlist prompts to guide your picks. Choose books that match the mood, trope, emotional vibes of each song. Share your books, your reviews, or your book stacks on social media or in our Discord. So if you read something and you're like, hey, I made a mixtape, you made a Spotify list, share it with us. We'd love to see it. Don't forget, if you post about your mixtape or you post about your book, make sure you tag us on social. Everyone who participates will be getting a limited edition summer reading sticker pack. And also, we are going to have our summer slumber party in Discord on July 19th. The theme this year, margaritas and moo-moos. So bring that vibe. We're going to get cozy. And if you come to margaritas and moo-moos, we'll get a personal pan pizza. So there is all of that, but we wanted to give you some songs that are matched to our summer TBR.
Well, I'm just going to use the ones that are on the mixtape, but Becky has
this portion of the episode, just saying.
You did not do this portion of the episode.
I did not.
There's a shock. It's okay, Leah. We still love you.
I know you do.
I have new ones for like my book of the week, but I'm just using the mixtape because.
Okay. That's so where give I'm us at. Some songs.
I had a hard time figuring
books.
Out my book of the week this week. So
I don't want to talk about it. It's.
No, and then because I didn't read anything good.
Oh, but I did. But some of them are for next week's episode, and so then I'm like. And do you guys want to hear me talk about the May Marvel book again? Like, how many times can I talk about them without feeling like you're a stalker?
I did get the audio. I haven't listened to it yet, but I did get it.
Yeah, okay, Amanda.
Speaking of, though, like all of the books from like the Sapphic Summer episode are on my summer TBR. So
every Sapphic book. Also, in October, we're going to have Halloween. So. Even more than
so get ready. We're coming at you with more. So you Sapphic's want me to give you
coming yep. back.
Yeah.
Give you a song that goes with my TBR.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, okay. Give us a couple songs that go with your TBR.
So I have Cowboys Cry 2 by Kelsey Ballerini and Noah Kahan. So I have that one in my head for the cowboy stuff that's coming up with Max Walker and Emma Wardell and Ashley Bennett.
I had I'm Good by David Guetta and BB Rexha.
For that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So I think that one's going to probably inspire a good amount of playlist songs for me. What else do I have? Anything that's like small town or Second Chance, kind of like Coming Home. I'm like obsessed with that song Home by Good Neighbors. So that's on the list. That. Yeah. So I'm always, and then anything that's like an instant love. Insta love, like I have the Boom Clap song, which always makes me think of Aurora Rose Reynolds. So like those are like probably three of my top right now for my TBR.
Yeah. Woman by Doja Cat, for plus size player, Make the Play, which is the new Kaylee Ryan football series. We know how obsessed I was with that baseball series. Yeah. I cannot wait for this football series from her. I also think it's gonna fit for older. It's confident, sexy, center of attention. I know my worth kind of anthem. So I'm excited for that. I know that Caught Up by Nessa Allen is on a lot of
Nevessa
people.
Allen.
What is it?
Nevessa Allen.
Nevessa Allen. I know is on a lot of people's TBRs for the next couple weeks. That Lose Control by Teddy Swim,
Oh yeah.
I
Oh
think
yeah.
fits
That's
that.
actually that one's in my in the mixtape Monday that'll be on Substacks tomorrow. So
There you
I
go.
have a few recs for that one going out tomorrow.
The Alliance series, I think, based
Oh
on what I
yeah.
know about that, fits to that song. Okay, what other songs do you have? I just kind of took over. I'm
Hey, I
sorry.
have a
Ah,
couple now.
no, now she's ready.
Since life
Shocking.
is chaotic.
Oh,
Life is chaotic. So,
Jesus.
Entropy by Bad Religion.
Oh.
Road to Nowhere by Talking Heads. And Hurricane by Bob Dylan.
There we go.
Oh, that's a good one. Nice. And then I always do like Castle by Halsey. That is like my fantasy PNR like anthem. Like anytime like a woman is coming in and taking over, like she's coming into the castle to be your queen. Like that is always like that's always my anthem. I have that one and then the Ember by Catherine McNamara. Those are like any fantasy PNR, like those are my go-tos.
So Good as Hell by Lizzo would fit into that Overtime Kiss, which is the new Lauren Blakely book, because that song's about getting your groove back, loving yourself unapologetically. And that's a vibe I want for the summer,
That would
right?
kind of work for part plus plus size
Yeah.
player
Oh, it
too.
would. Absolutely. Keep Your Head Up by Andy Grammer, pure sunshine in song form, a reminder that even when life is messy, joy is waiting on the other side. Which is the reminder I feel like I need right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. It's about fresh starts, new chapters. So, new chapter, we're actually keeping a TBR.
Yeah.
Or some of us are, not Leah.
We're trying,
You
but
would not like me as much if I was more organized and not as chaotic as I am.
probably.
You love me for my chaos.
So hidden secret song on my mixtape, Read My Mind by The Killers. It's
Ooh, I love that
wistful, a
song.
little
Yeah.
romantic, and all about rediscovery, possibility. Just like summer reading, like
I like me some
rediscovering.
Killers.
I do like some
Yeah.
Killers.
Yeah.
Anyway, any other songs that you feel like you need to talk about, Amanda?
The only other ones I was going to mention were Triumph by Bishop Briggs and then Surefire by Wildorado. Like those are two like I always think of with sports. Like especially if they're like in a championship or in a big game, those are probably two of my favorites. They're both on the playlist. So I don't have sports on my TBR, but I might be reading some sports this summer. Who knows?
If this Kaylee Ryan pans out, you will be, because I'll be like, Amanda, read this now. Anything else, Leah, from you?
No.
No. Jeez. So you can find a list of all the songs and all the books that we talked about over on our On the Shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. So now it's that time.
That time.
It's that
That
time.
time.
Book
Of
of
the
the week. It's
Book of the
Book of the
Week.
Week. Leah, what's your Book of the Week?
To be fair, I don't have a Book of the Week this week.
Is there a book
What?
you want
Because,
to fight?
no. Well, no, not really. Because, like, I've read books, but it hasn't been. Some of them are for tomorrow, like next week's episode. So I don't want to really talk about them yet. Because I like them, but I didn't love them. They're good, but they're not great. And so it's just like I read in Lynn Ray Harris' Harlequin like category today called
Oh.
Revelations of the Night Before. It was very good. There's some like, so it's one night stand at a masquerade, and she finds like they keep their masks on for it because no names, no faces. I mean, who doesn't like that? But then when she takes the dude's mask off, she finds out it was her brother's best friend when they were younger, but they had a falling out and they're like mortal enemies now. But then she ends up pregnant and he forces her to marry him. So that would be my book of the week, Revelations of the the night before.
That is like the most chaotic book wreck I have ever heard from you, Leah, and we've had some doozies.
She
Like,
was like, I don't really have one, but
did you
no, I
channel
finished
Lindsay
it
for
like a couple
that?
hours ago.
Did you channel Lindsay for that?
I mean, maybe. But it was really good. And it was like old school Lynn Ray Harris. Like it's an older book. And it just like popped up in my like recommendations today. And I was like, oh, I have some time to kill. Let me read this book.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. Amanda, what's your book of the week?
So prepare for me to gush because I was not ready for this book. Like, I had no idea how much I was going to love this book. It is All Superheroes Need PR by Elizabeth
This
Stevens.
is on my TBR this
Oh,
week.
that's on my TBR
This
too.
book, you guys, it's so good. I cannot even like describe how good this is. So I had like this preconceived notion because you hear about it like it's a company of like superheroes that like, so I'm thinking The Boys, obviously in my brain, which is not what it is. It's like, but I went
I
in
can
with
see
that,
why you would go
you know
into
what I
it with
mean? Just
that.
like, just because
And the
it's
boys
on my
is,
brain.
it's meh.
Yeah, but no. So, but anyway, so it's, and also this book is read and listen with KU.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
So the main character's name is Vanessa. She owns a PR firm. It's a smaller PR firm. And so her company has been called in because there's a potential new hero that's going to join with basically. So it's like two companies. They're called the Villains versus the Champions. So there were 48 super beings that landed on Earth X amount of years ago. And some of them belong to the villains and some of them belong to the champions. And so every time a new one decides he wants to join, like they have to like try to talk him into it. Like they offer money. It's like courting like a sports star, basically.
Okay, I
Right.
get it.
So Roland, or what they were calling him, the Pyro, is like the person up for, joining the champions, and her company gets called in. She is a very shy and like nerdy heroine. She's had some stuff happen to her in the past, but she's very good at business. Like she's, she owns her own company. She's very smart, but she's like very shy, doesn't like to be in public. He is so obsessed with her, like so obsessed. And like you get her POV for the first portion, and then you switch into his, and he's like, oh, like I'm obsessed. Like I just want to kidnap her and take her away. And
Ooh, that's my kind of hero.
it is like I'm sitting here going, oh my God, this is everything like I want in a
That sounds really
hero.
amazing.
And he's a superhero and he has villain tendencies, but he wants to be the hero for her. He is
He's
so
like
over
your
the
dream
top. He
hero in a book.
is
He's your
my
dream
dream
main
hero.
character. Yeah.
Like, I mean,
He sounds amazing.
he will be on my book boyfriend
Does he
list
make
this
stupid
year.
decisions, though?
I'm not done with it yet, and I've heard there's like a
Okay.
little twist at the end, so I'm like 70% in, but he can't, like he has to like talk himself down from killing people because he can actually like liquefy their insides.
Oh.
Oh, but why does he talk himself down? He should just take
Because he
care of
doesn't want to
that.
upset her because she's
Oh.
very, she has like, she has anxiety, and he doesn't want to upset her.
I
And
mean,
it
that's
is
fair.
like, you guys, like read this
I mean,
book.
I like the
Somebody else
hero who
needs to read
scoops
this book.
eyeballs,
It's on
so.
my list. And actually, it's funny because before we came
I
on
just
and
added it to my Kindle.
I did too. Avery Flynn said she listened to it as she drove to the HEA Readers event. And she's like, it was the best 10 hours and it flew by and the book was phenomenal.
It's only
So
300 pages, so it's also shorter.
I may listen
Perfect.
to it on the way to Rebecca's next week.
2 weeks.
Like,
Like I
or
am
whenever, whatever day it is.
two
I
weeks.
wish it was next
Obsessed with this
week.
book. Like I'm,
I can't
yeah. It
wait.
sounds
Sounds like
amazing.
we should
And
probably do a quick shot on it.
yes, and I have songs for it.
Oh.
So the songs are Holding Out for a Hero by Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, that's
So
a good one.
that's from Vanessa's point of view because, she thinks he's just the bee's knees. He's so like, she loves him, And then I think We Don't Need Another Hero by Tina Turner because
Oh, that's a
like,
good
oh,
one.
I love that song too. So, it's like they're all kind of corporate shills. They're not really like heroes, but he may turn out to be like the hero that everyone needs, but I don't know yet. So.
So we talked about Plus Size Player by Danielle Allen. Read this book, you guys. Just read it. It's going to be in Kindle Unlimited. cannot recommend it enough. The audio is done by Wesley Chabon, which I have a major, major girl crush on Wesley Chabon. So just read it. And then I was doing some mafia research and I had to let a dog out at 4 a.m. Things happened. I couldn't go back to sleep. So I read Scar, The Blood Oath. It's Gotti Brothers Book One by Iris T. Cannon. I am only halfway in. And as long as nobody's really stupid, I might have found myself a brand new mafia author.
I started that one, but then I had to do something. I had to read something else to prep. And so I had to put it down and I did not go back to
it. The opening scene is he and his brothers are at the gate of her family home. There's a blood oath that he has to marry the daughter
in the wedding dress when she comes outside.
She's in a wedding dress and her family has to march her to the gate. He will not come to them, will not step foot. There's been a falling out, a feud between the families, and he's an asshole. Like all capital letters.
Well, asshole. And the brothers' books are really like intriguing too.
So yeah, I can't wait to finish this. But I have to watch the Tonys when I'm done here because I paused them to do this episode. And I'm just going to say it was very hard to walk away from the Tonys. I have a problem. It's fine.
It's an amazing host this year too.
Yeah, it's Cynthia Erivo. Mm-hmm. Which, real quick, but I know we're running a little long. Mike's going to yell at me. But has anybody watched Poker Face on Peacock?
I haven't watched the new season yet.
I'm just watching season one. It's really delightful. It's kind of a villain of the week, kind of a mystery of the week, Scooby-Doo-esque.
It is a villain of the week type of thing, yeah.
But it's really good, and I really like it. But Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah, Michael and I watched the first season, and I was really sad that the second season didn't come out sooner.
Yeah, it's out forever. Now. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, it's really good. I like Natasha Lyonne though a lot. Like,
there's a lot of there's a lot of stars kind of embedded in each week. It's really good. Okay, so swag pack, Patreon swag pack sponsoring authors are author JD Carruthers and Elaine Trommel. June and July swag packs will be mailed out the 1st of July. Make sure you join us here Wednesday night for our discussion of You're Cordially Invited, which is currently streaming on Prime. We might have a special guest with us on Wednesday's episode, as Alligator Andrea joined me while I watched the show. We were group watching it on Friday night, and the girl child had to share all the alligator facts. So she might be joining us for a small segment on Wednesday to let us know all of the alligator inaccuracies that are in that movie.
Nice.
No, it was not fun. It was not nice. I
support this decision. And I love the fact that Sid did that.
Alligator Andrea was annoying. And watching a movie with Sid, I now remember why I don't like to watch movies with that child. Anyway, for a list of books we talked about on this episode, please visit our On the Shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. If you loved this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Share it with your friends. Your support helps us bring more exciting content to you every week. Again, we'll be back here Wednesday night, 9 p.m. to talk about You're Cordially Invited. And then we'll be back next Sunday with your Mafia TBR. So... thank you, everyone, for hanging out and joining me for this episode.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
Until next time, everyone.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at BuzzingAboutRomance or on Twitter at BuzzingRomance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.